Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, What is Essential?
Today we begin in our daily liturgies the wonderful letter of Paul to his friends, the people of Rome. We have the opening verses of that letter today. Paul is writing not only to those ancient people, but to us as well. We hear the call to be holy, to belong to Jesus. It is the commitment of our baptism. So here's the reading for today. Paul's letter to the Romans, the beginning. I, Paul, am a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel, which God promised through the prophets, the gospel about God's Son descended from real humans, but given the power of the Spirit for holiness through resurrection from the dead. This is Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus, we have all received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of being faithful and living in faith for the sake of his name among all peoples everywhere. You also are called to belong to Jesus Christ, called to be holy. May the grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be yours. The word of the Lord. So today is also the feast of Saint Pope John the 23rd. And so we can link this reading of Paul to the Romans to John the 23rd. Many of us may have forgotten that he was pope for only 4.5 years. But during that time, he called forth the biggest sea change event in the modern church and world, Vatican Council II. I have a little card that sits over my desk that has one of Pope John's quotes. It is from his encyclical entitled, On Truth, Unity and Peace in a Spirit of Charity. This is an ancient quote. It is not original from Pope John, but he made it popular. And this is what it says. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, freedom. In all things, charity. Maybe today, inspired by Paul and John, and in keeping with our baptismal commitment, we can make our own list of what we think is essential. This, I believe, requires that we pay attention and together try to read the signs of the times. So here's a beginning of my list of what I think is essential. So I start with God, God who created everything, and Jesus, God's Son, who's divine and who is the real presence in the Eucharist, and the Spirit who breathes through us and gives us the opportunity to breathe together. And then I think of the sacredness of the planet and the sustainability of the planet requiring cooperation from all of us. I think of equality on all levels, the COVID vaccine for everyone. Yes, I do see this as essential. Free and fair elections. Enough food for everyone on the face of the earth, including clean water, education for girls and women, sustainable work and health care for everyone. Affordable housing so that no one should ever have to live in a car, in a tent, under a bridge, on a garbage heap, or in a cardboard box. And my list goes on. What would your list be of essentials? Essentials for which we need to be united. Well, I think Paul and John would call us to this kind of unity. And then in non-essentials, freedom, I think of personal choices regarding our most intimate lives, especially our sexuality. No matter what we may think is essential or non-essential, the bottom line is always, how will this affect others? Will it destroy the common good? Is life just a single narrow issue, or does life encompass all the complexities of being human? And then lastly, but most importantly, in all things, charity. As we go about our day and make our own list of essentials and non-essentials, let's decide to just be kind. Just be kind. This is probably the most essential thing of all, the most basic way that you and I can be holy. In this way, we will honor these two giants in our church, Paul the Apostle and John the 23rd, who both show us the way to holiness.